This week has been an extraordinarily spectacular week in the life of the Catholic community of All Saints in Walton, Kentucky. This past Tuesday evening, our eighth graders received the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in the Sacrament of Confirmation. Bishop Foyce did his very best to explain the power of a sacrament that defies description. It confers on its recipients the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and it completes the sacraments of initiation for all those who receive it. Then on Wednesday evening, we had a visit from a priest from Haiti, Father Louis Morozin. He celebrated Mass with us and told us about his parish and his country and the vitality of faith that lives there in spite of the great poverty consuming that nation. And then yesterday, the Sisters of St. Joseph the Worker held a vocations retreat for the young women of our parish entitled Called to Love. Again, Bishop Foyce honored us with his presence both at the retreat and to celebrate 4:30 Mass with us yesterday evening. These three events, confirmation, a missionary talk, a vocations retreat. What could these three seemingly diverse events have in common? And what on earth do these have to do with today's readings? Well, just this. Our readings today all tell us about the choices we make in life, particularly as they pertain to riches and poverty, spiritual poverty. In our first reading, Jeremiah tells us how cursed is the person who trusts in human beings, in the things of this world that we think will make us happy, as compared to the person who trusts in the Lord, who makes God his God and lives accordingly. Our responsorial psalm paints a picture so poetically about how the man who follows the counsel of the wicked is like the chaff that the wind drives away, but the man who delights in the Lord is like a tree planted near running water that bears its fruit in due season and whose leaves never fade. St. Paul carries this thought further in our second reading as he tells us in no uncertain terms that we either should believe in Jesus Christ and all he taught or not. He says that it all comes down to the resurrection. If Jesus was raised from the dead, then everything else we believe about him makes sense. If he was not, then we are truly the most pitiable of people. And then he concludes that because Jesus has risen from the dead, he is the first fruits of the future resurrection, the pioneer who will raise those who come after him from the dead. That is why whatever struggles we endure on the journey of our lives, whatever sacrifices we have to make to live spiritually heroic lives, they're worth the destination, worth the goal, worth the reward. And then in our gospel, we find Luke's version of the Beatitudes. They are much like the Beatitudes found in St. Matthew's gospel at the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount. Blessed are the poor in spirit, those who mourn, those who are hungry, those who are persecuted for the sake of the name of Jesus. But there is a different emphasis. Instead of just ending the Beatitudes with all of the blessed are's, Jesus goes on somewhat of a tirade against the rich, the famous, the powerful, those who have created the gods of this world to take the place of God Almighty. And those readings all fit very neatly together to lead us to the desire to create inside ourselves a poverty of heart. Poverty of heart leads us to desire God over anything and everything and everyone else in this world. It leads us to desire the Mass and the sacraments over any other way that we can be spending our time, just like those eighth graders last Tuesday evening, who would rather be here to receive the sacrament of confirmation rather than anywhere else. It leads us to desire to come to Mass every Sunday, not just when it's convenient or we get the urge. It leads us to desire to be here at every holy day of obligation. These are the greatest feasts in the church year, and poverty of heart makes us ache if we can't be here. Poverty of heart drives us to adoration of the Blessed Sacrament because we know how it feels to be able to spend time with God face to face, instead of watching that other God on TV. Poverty of heart creates in us a right attitude toward wealth and possessions. It helps give us a holy detachment from riches and from all of those other gods that the world says will bring you happiness right now. When Father Lewis was here on Wednesday evening, he told us that a really good collection for his parish was $20. Not just at one Mass, but for the whole weekend. That kind of poverty gives us a whole new perspective of what it means to be truly poor, and how many people there are in this world who truly need our financial help. I am so proud of this parish and the way that we always step up to help the poor of our community through St. Vincent de Paul. But can't we find a few extra dollars someplace to help the foreign missions who are so desperately in need? Poverty of heart will help us to create a holy detachment from the material things of this world. And Jesus says that this detachment from riches is obligatory to enter the kingdom of heaven. This poverty of heart helps us to realize that everything we are and everything we have are gifts from God, and therefore they don't belong to us at all. They are His and His alone. It helps us to offer them back to Him to do with as He wishes. The world would tell us that we're responsible for all of the success, the fame, the fortune that we have in this world, and that helping out the poor of this world, like those people in Haiti, is strictly optional. But all through Jesus's life, he tried to prove the value of this poverty of heart by showing people how all of us, each and every one of us, are living lives that will lead to a reversal of fortune. Just look at Jesus' story of the rich man and Lazarus. Lazarus had a horrible life of poverty, but ended up in heaven. The rich man had a wonderful life, but ended up in hell. Look at Jesus' story of the rich young man who couldn't give up his possessions to follow Jesus. And just before his passion and death, he told his disciples about the woman of Jerusalem who gave everything she had to live on, and how that poverty of heart would lead her to eternal life. In each story, the conclusion is the same. Poverty of heart will lead you to heaven. Those who receive their riches, fame, glory, power, now in this life, have received their reward. And I can't think of anyone who exemplifies poverty of heart better than our consecrated religious. They truly do give up everything to follow Jesus. Confirmation, a mission talk, a vocations retreat. Three seemingly totally disconnected events in one week of the life of our parish. But yet, all of them are so integrally connected to lead us to develop the poverty of heart that Jesus calls each of us to have. And so I think today is probably a really good day to examine the depth of our own poverty of heart, to challenge ourselves to prefer Jesus to everything and everyone, and to live our lives accordingly. Let me close by offering you the prayer of St. Ignatius Loyola, the Suscipe. Take, O Lord, and receive my entire liberty, my memory, my understanding, and my whole will. All that I am and all that I possess, you have given me. I surrender it all to you to be disposed of according to your will. Give me only your love and your grace. With these I will be rich enough and will desire nothing else. Amen.